AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In upstate New York, a man has been convicted of federal terrorism charges in the 2022 stabbing of author Salman Rushdie. Hadi Matar already is serving a 25-year New York State prison sentence on an attempted murder conviction in the attack. Matar spoke in court back in May.
Salman Rushdie wants to disrespect other people, other people's. He wants to be a bully, essentially. He wants to be able to bully other people. I don't agree with that.
Rushdie was about to speak on writer's safety when he was slashed 15 times in front of a stunned audience. He lost sight in his right eye. Prosecutors say Matar was motivated by the late Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini's 1989 call for Rushdie's death because of his book, The Satanic Verses. He published a 2024 memoir about the attack. It was an emotional day in the Lindsay Clancy murder trial in Massachusetts. She's accused of killing her three young children.
Jurors were shown surveillance video from the pharmacy of Patrick Clancy on the phone with his then-wife, Lindsay, asking a question about the medicine.
She's pretty quiet. It sounded like she was busy. I remember hanging up thinking she's probably in the middle of giving baths or something like that.
When he got home, it was quiet. He searched the children's room and the bathroom, again thinking they might be in the tub, before finding blood throughout the main bedroom and a window open. Jurors then listened to Patrick's anguished 911 call as he yells, "She killed the kids," after he found the children dead in the basement. Lindsay Clancy sobbed in court. Patrick had already left the courtroom after finishing his testimony. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Police say bullets that killed two bystanders at a Seattle food festival weren't from the gun used by the teenager arrested. This is AP News. President Trump is announcing the makeover of Dulles International Airport near Washington.
That will eliminate the 1962 people movers, but retain the soaring landmark terminal designed by Eero Saarinen.
One of the worst airports anywhere in the world. We're going to make it maybe the best.
The airport renovation includes a new passenger train, walking tunnel, and moving walkways.
We are going to get rid of the people movers, Mr. President.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says they hope to start construction next spring.
These are like elevated buses. It's kind of like, it looks like it's from Star Wars.
Trump used a laser pointer to highlight renderings of the $22.5 billion project.
Very exciting to me as a builder.
Jennifer King, Washington.
People in St. Mary's can now breathe easier. They're finally getting rid of the longtime foul smell of rotten fish in the tiny community in eastern Canada. The source of the foulness? Hundreds of tanks left behind, each holding 3,000 gallons of fermented fish sauce. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.